Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a message I began Monday, the all-sufficient promise. And that all-sufficient promise is nothing else than Romans 8:28, which says in the King James Version, all things work together for good to them that are called and also them that love God. They're called according to His purpose, and they love God. So this promise is given to those that love the Lord, to those that are called of God, and we've been working and looking at the nature of the promise, all things. As I shared, it's about as comprehensive as you could possibly make it. There's nothing that is greater than all things. It is inclusive. It covers everything that pertains to our natural life as well as our spiritual life. And what we were looking at yesterday, that all things work. That word is a synergy. It's a very active word that indicates that there is constant movement. Nothing is static. Nothing is just standing still. Nothing is just unchanged. But there is a constant active working of God's plan that is carried out by the Holy Spirit. And so He is working in cooperation with us as we yield to Him in everything that happens to us to bring about a good end. I'd like to share with you a passage of scripture. I was thinking of it. This is found in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, and it will be verse 11. It says, He made him, this is speaking of God and his chosen people, the called people, to ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields, and he made him suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock. And so throughout the scripture, there's beautiful promises for those who love God and those who seek to obey Him. In that entire chapter, as I shared some of it, Deuteronomy 28, it is talking specifically about the manifold blessings that are given to those who will obey God. All right, so that word, all things work, it doesn't mean it's sort of a passive sense that, well, it's all going to kind of fall together. There's a very active working of the Holy Spirit. And then let's go on and look at another word that is used. All things work together. That's what it says. All things work together. How is it possible good and bad things could work together? Well, when it lines up, which it does, with the for a believer, the ultimate goal of God's plan and purpose, and that is the sanctification and perfection of that believer, every child of God, you and me, beloved, to the image of Jesus. All things work together. It means there's the multiplicity of aspects, of parts, are complementary. In fact, over the years, I have been sometimes so amazed. Maybe not, you know, when you're going through something, you may not, you don't have it, you're too actively involved in what's going on. But when you can stand back after whatever the event or occurrence is, you're just amazed. I have been amazed at the things God deals with in just one single episode. I mean, He's got There's multifaceted. We're dealing with the mind of God, beloved. King of the universe. I don't care how bright, whatever your 200 IQ, if there is such a thing, you could never begin to comprehend and understand the magnificent way God will harmonize His plans, His purposes from so many different angles. It is mind-boggling. It is staggering. And many times we just go on through life and we're busy and we can't even contemplate. Only if you can take some quiet time and like, that's amazing what God did. He did this and He did that. I mean, it's there's another scripture that just came into my mind. Exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. How's that? So there's no jarring or regularities when all is working together according to His purpose. Even the worst situation, and there have been sometimes just terrible tragedies that have occurred in the lives of godly people. Were they sinning? Were they out of God's will? No, God had a plan that so far surpassed our comprehension and our understanding. In your own life, things that seem to be just so tragic that even to this day, you may not understand fully, but when we step back, when we're in eternity with the Lord, we'll see that everything worked together perfectly like a very complex puzzle. Have you ever worked with puzzles and try to put them all together? All the pieces fit together. And so because He is infinitely patient, infinitely wise, He just makes it all possible. Praise God. He does all things well, and it's working according to His purpose. And remember, Jesus said, believe ye that I'm able to do this? I mean, He is God Almighty. Can't we believe that He can do that? So regardless of how you know, we can tend to fret and fuss, like, there's nothing good that just happened right now. There's absolutely nothing good. Well, that's not true, because this promise says that all things are working together for our good. And for God's perfect plan, His ultimate purpose is our sanctification. And then let's move on and look at another aspect. All things work together for good. And what would be a classic example? Well, looking at the life of Joseph, do you remember who Joseph was? He was the youngest brother of the sons of Jacob, and he was really beloved by his father. In fact, he gave him a multicolored coat, and his brothers did it. They resented him because they knew he was a favorite of his father. He was a child of his old age. And so they hatched this plan, and you probably, if you read your Bible, you know that they were going to kill him. And Judah says, one of the brothers, let's not do that. Let his blood not be on our hand. So they sold him to a merchant traveling caravan, if you will, that took him to Egypt. He was sold into slavery, worked for Potiphar, and eventually he became the right-hand man of the Pharaoh of Egypt at a really desperate time when they were experiencing a famine. And when his brothers finally came to buy grain, and when he finally revealed himself to them, he says they were terrified because they were all in his hands, and he could have been, you know, given the order just to kill them all. But what did Joseph say, this godly man who understood God? He understood this, even though he didn't have it to hold as a scripture, all things work together for good. He said, but as for you, ye thought evil toward me, but God meant it unto good to bring to pass, as it is this day, to save much people alive, not only his own family, the 70 souls that came to join him in Egypt, but the Egyptians themselves. And the nations came from surrounding areas just to buy the wheat, the grain that would keep them alive in a time of severe famine that went for 7 years. Before that, though, they had 7 years of plenty and prosperity, and because of Joseph's good planning and administrative abilities, so it was set aside to bring them through that hard time. There's something there to be learned by that, saints, don't you think? Put away something, don't spend all your money, even if it's just a little bit, put it away. So in that most desperate situation that Joseph was in, as for us, he demonstrated faith in God, as we must in the times of difficulty. God will deliver. So what is this good promise to the believer? If we look at the goal, remember, if we have to go back to Romans, the 8th chapter. Let me read that. In the King James, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. He's talking about God the Father here. One, he had a purpose, a plan, that the children that would be born of faith, if you will, the children of God, will be conformed to the image of Jesus, that Jesus, he, might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, oh, this is the part we're going to love, them he also glorified. In other words, he will complete his perfect work. We will be perfect in attire, wanting nothing. Why? Because we'll be like Jesus, and heaven will be the most glorious place. There will be no disharmony. There will be no evil. There will be no wickedness. There will be no lying or death. The things that we face in this world, we will experience none of that, because we have submitted in love and in willingness to allow the Holy Spirit to transform us into the image of Jesus, the sanctification process. Well, I will be sharing more tomorrow. Perhaps we might wrap it up. And I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, please feel free to write, share your needs, whether you email, if you'd like a personal answer back in terms of a scripture or a prophetic word, share your mailing address, but I will always confirm receipt and pray for you. Thank you so much for joining me. Please continue to pray for the ministry and our outreaches. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.